Hey, everybody. Greg Laurie with some thoughts about life. Pretty big subject, right? Okay, so what is a successful life? I think we might think, well, it's a very long life in which you, you know, checked all the boxes of your goals and fulfilled every bucket list wish you had, including running with the bulls in Spain. By the way, what is the deal with running with the bulls? You're not really running with them. You're running from them, and you're kind of stupid. But anyway, maybe that's on your bucket list. You ran with the bulls. You did this. You did that. And now you die as a very old person in bed, peacefully in your sleep. And everyone says that was a well-lived life. In a way, it was. But what if it's a life? What if a life is shorter? What if a person only makes it to 30 or 40 or 50? Or even younger, and we say, oh, well, that's a tragedy. That's just a waste of life. Hold on now. The value of a life is not in its length. It's in what is done with that life. Look, I have nothing to say about the length of my life. God determines the date of my birth and the date of my death. But I have everything to say about that little line in the middle. That's my part. That's all on me. God decides when I'm born. God decides when I die. But that line in the middle, that's the one that matters. Corrie ten Boom once said, a life is not measured by its duration, but by its donation. Live a life that matters because you don't know when your life will come to an end. And if you live a godly life, you'll know that you lived your life well. Something to think about.